Hey, where were you?
Running up the stairs.
You know you're out of condition, aren't you? Right, okay.
306.
What?
Episode 306.
Is it?
Yeah.
You've just run up the fucking stairs. You better get yourself organised.
I am organised. I'm always organised.
Oh, fuck. Where the fuck is the notes for them? So I thought we weren't doing any more of these. I thought that was last week was the last one. Can't find the fucking deals to get you packing. Oh, dear. Oh, there we are. Right. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Good. So you sent notes through and nothing in them. Oh, for fuck's sake. Why has that happened?
What's happened now?
Oh, I don't know. I just turned the fucking thing around the wrong way. I'm not in the mood for this. Oh, golly. How's that happened?
I can't see what you're seeing.
No. Oh, I don't want that. I'm going to close it down and start again. Right, okay, here, let's try this. Double click. There we are. Good, 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 good. All right. Right. I mean, for goodness sake, what is it? I mean, it's the same every fucking week at the moment, isn't it?
Well, I put some stuff in the other stuff notes bit.
Yeah, what?
The bits that are trending at the moment.
Trending at the moment?
Yeah.
About two fucking footballers' wives that everybody wants to know if they've fallen out. How can that be a news story?
Well, I left that one out. I'll add it in now. So what's the name of the footballer's wife?
I've no idea. I don't want to talk about it. It's all Eamon Holmes is going on about.
Oh, I listened to Eamon Holmes this morning. He's on a kids' TV programme. Boddington, Toddington, Buddington.
Really? I've no idea. Eamon will go on anything.
Mm.
Eamon will go on anything if he thinks it'll make people think he's younger than he really is.
Do you know, I had to watch the whole thing. I would have turned it off, but I had to watch the whole thing to get to the end credits to verify that it was him.
Well, can't you tell if it's him?
You sort of can. That's why I sort of, that's Eamon Holmes, I'm sure it is. And I waited all the way through this.
Was he playing a part?
No, he was doing a voiceover. He was like, there's Billy, the plumber.
Right. Okay. And there's Billy, the plumber. Yeah, okay. Anyway, and what's this extinction cult?
The extinction cult, the people that are doing the chanting and the slow dancing in the streets.
Yeah. Well, nobody's bothering with them anymore. A, they can't dance very well. B, their fucking music is annoying. Even Eamon has fallen out with them because they're sort of starting to affect his ability to get an aeroplane. I went on their website the other day and on their Twitter site, and they talk rubbish to each other. It really is quite depressing that kids who consider that they are, and older people too, who consider they're well-informed and fairly intelligent, more intelligent than the rest of us, the world's going to end. If we don't stop driving cars, we don't stop eating meat, we don't stop. Maybe we should all stop having sex as well, because that's probably the worst thing for the planet. More sex, more human beings. That's it. Listen, why don't we have a fucking demonstration? No more sex.
I joined that one a while ago.
Yeah, I know you did, but I'm not prepared to. You'd have to have sex sort of overtly and, you know, having a shag would become illegal.
Add the sort of fun factor back into it.
Well, yeah, there is that. I mean, you know, now the departing chief medical officer has said she wants to ban food on public transport. Now, I agree with banning food on public transport because the people's eating habits are just fucking disgusting. And, you know, people who bring a bag of crisps onto a train. I don't use buses because they're even worse, the ones who use buses. But, you know, if I have to go on a train, as I do most days, they get them coming on with a bag of crisps, sitting there, shoveling them in their fat, ugly faces. So I would ban eating in public, to be honest, by those people who really were never taught any kind of table manners at home. I think that's a good idea. As far as actually, oh, we're banning food on public transport because it'll help those children that are obese. Well, it won't. The only thing that'll help those children who are obese is the fact that their parents are a bit thick and a bit stupid. Actually, that's a bit unfair. They're a lot thick and a lot stupid.
Oversized portions, that's the problem.
You don't have to buy them and feed them to your kids. And actually, you could keep an eye on your kids. And you're right, oversized portions. I have no idea why, what's that company, McDonald's, who, you know, I like to fill my face with an egg McMuffin if I'm up early in the morning. I quite like them, I must admit. But, you know, you have a drink and they give you this sort of 2-litre, 2-pint pot of stuff. I mean, I only ever have a black coffee and it's usually too hot, but the portions are big. You're absolutely right. Of their drinks.
When it's pizza night at the usual family household, I see like the adults getting 2 large pizzas and a large pizza for the kid. And it's like, that should be like, the adults should be sharing the pizzas with the kids and that's it. Not the pizza each.
Well, I mean, people do, but then that's because they're thick, right? They're thick. So it seems that we have bred a society of people who are a bit stupid, and now we're trying to make everybody else pay for the fact they're stupid.
3 main meals of chicken curry. Get your kid a starter. Don't get him a main meal.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing, and my coffee is black, no sugar. The other thing is that I don't want to see people eating in public or even drinking in public. I mean, okay, we all carry water now. I have a metal water can because I don't use single-use plastic. In fact, I've even been one of those annoying people who started taking the wrapping off in supermarkets and leaving it with them.
Do you cut the stalks off the broccoli?
No, I sometimes cut that up and chop it up, dice it up and cook that as well. It tastes great.
Oh, that was one of my money-saving tips.
Really?
Yeah, break the tops off and put the tops in the bag and leave the heavy stalk bit in the stalk.
Well, that's ridiculous. It comes with a stalk. The stalk is edible.
Not by most people.
Well, then most people should wake up to it. Yeah, but all this, it's all this sort of trying to enforce people. We allow anybody to bring up children in this world.
Yeah, look at me. I'm totally irresponsible.
Exactly my point. And you've just had one 25 years after your first. I mean, that is appalling anyway.
Yeah, it is appalling.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be rude and upset you, but I mean, you are a bit thick.
No, I go with that. No, the natural conclusion is I must be a bit thick.
Yeah, yeah. I accidentally, you put a picture of you sitting in your office or what looks like a fucking squat. And I accidentally send it to a friend of mine, Timmy, the celebrity hairdresser. And he said, why have you sent me this picture of this hobo?
Right.
And I said, oh, shit, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, I pressed the wrong button, which I do quite often.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent it to him by mistake. And he said, you know, well, why have you sent me? Is this a squat where people off the street are living?
Is there anything he could do for me?
He said, shave it completely.
Yeah, I'm very tempted now.
Well, yeah, and the dark circles around your eyes. You are prone to dark circles around your eyes, right?
Yeah, I need plastic surgery. I'm very, very strongly thinking about it.
You do not moisturize.
Oh, I do everything. I can't get rid of them. I've tried absolutely everything. Plastic surgery is the way forward for me, I think.
No. There is lightening cream you can use. What is your regime?
In the mornings.
Yeah.
Well, I go downstairs and I brush my teeth and then I wash my face with glycolic acid.
What?
it's an acid for your face that gets rid of all the dead skin of your face. Yeah. And then I have a UV protected moisturizer.
Right.
And then, because obviously I've got rid of a load of layers off my face.
Yeah.
And that's about it, really.
Why do I not believe that? Because I'm looking at this picture of you. It looks like you haven't washed for a week.
Ah, well, I have been digging up the shop next door, taking walls down, ceilings down, putting plasterboard up and stuff. So yeah. I have been skipping the odd bath every now and again because I can't see any point in doing so.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
But in the end of it, it'll have a nice florist there, and I'll come up smelling of roses.
Yeah, well, maybe, maybe not. Anyway, this is just wasting time. We should get on with the, we should get, if we're going to do this podcast thing. Oh, hang on, I've got an email that's just come in. Hold on. Oh, I'm not really, hang on. Oh, fuck, what's this? Hold on. James Craig here from the band Black Cat Asylum. I was the fan who tracked down Robert. Oh, God, this is the stalker that went into your shop.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago now.
We fans really are out there and love what you two do. What does he mean by that? What do we don't do anything.
We've only met once.
And people are assuming we're, yeah, I mean, for God's sake. Please keep going, and hopefully you might be generous enough to play some of our music one day. When we get the MP3 sorted out, you could tell us if it's good or if it's shit. Either way, your feedback will be appreciated. P.S. Robbo is a lovely man. You've trained him well. What? Craig, listen, mate, I'm sorry, but there is nothing between me and Robbo. Actually, there's nothing between me and any other bloke, to be honest with you. I don't know why people think I'm gay.
It's on your Wikipedia.
I thought you'd remove that for me.
They keep adding it back because they keep saying that I need citations.
What?
We need to citate everything on Wikipedia, so I have to prove that you're not gay.
I am not gay. Will you shut the fuck up? I am not gay. I could have been gay.
You could have been, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, when I first said to my mum when I was about 14 or 15, I wanted to be an actor, bearing in mind my mum had been a professional ballet dancer, she said no. I said, why not? I'm John Wayne is my hero. I think I could, I spend my life playing cowboys.
Yeah.
No, she said, no. There are lots of very dubious men in the show business world. I had no idea what she was talking about, by the way, because I was quite a sheltered child. And then just to entertain myself in later life, I used to pretend I was gay. To my mother, nobody else.
I did ballet once.
Yeah, once was probably enough.
Actually, no, it was a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes me feel rather sick, the idea of you in a tutu.
I even went on stage and did a bit of ballet.
Oh, for God's sake, that is making me bilious.
I only went because my knees bend outwards.
Oh, God, dear, oh, dear, that's horrible. What a horrible thought. Anyway, of course, I got my girlfriend pregnant, and the rest, of course, is history, so my mum found out I wasn't gay. Not that, you know, you could be bisexual, I suppose. No, I'm not even bisexual. I'd love to have been gay. I would have upset so many people. I would have been the most radical gay person you could imagine.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. Okay, come on, let's do this now, and then we can... they've got fish and chips on at the pub.
Have they?
Yeah, Friday. They do fish and chips.
Fry up Friday.
Oh. Mm. Oh, that's nice coffee. Mm. Right, okay. You play the thing, and we'll start the...
Okay, okay, I'll do that now.
Right. Hello, here we go. James Whales radio podcast coming to you from every orifice. Edit this bit. Coming to you from whatever social media platform you listen to us on. That'll do, won't it?
Or radio station.
Or radio station, yeah. How come if radio stations are taking this, I'm not getting any money?
You are.
Am I?
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Well, where does it go?
On expenses and stuff.
Hmm, right. Edit that bit. Anyway, welcome to the program. Hello, Daisy, mate. My doggies are here today. Hello. Oh, you're so sweet.
You missed them last week.
Yeah, they were very nearly awake because I nearly didn't get back in time to pick them up from the dog sitter. last night, but Daisy's here. Anyway, so welcome, edit that bit too. Right, welcome to the James Whale Radio podcast. And as I sit here talking to you, my friends, today we are hopefully nearing a deal to leave the European Union. Now, I have stopped calling it the European Union. I now call it the European Empire, because I have decided that's what it is. All right. And I have talked about this on my talk radio program Monday to Friday, 7 till 10. Oh, by the way, the new TV show James Whale Breaks the News, available to see online if you miss it, or you can see it live or listen to it live, Fridays between 7 and 8. Is that right? Have I got that right?
Yeah, I watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can watch anywhere, apparently. Apparently, one day, there won't be TV stations like there are now. People will just go on their social media.
Yeah, it'll all be apps on your telly to grab social media media.
Do you know, it's been ages, but I've just downloaded the Talk Radio app on my mobile phone and on my laptop.
Yeah.
Because my DAB radio sort of gave up the ghost, and it's you know, I can't be bothered to go and turn it on. And now, if I want to know what Julia Hartley Brewer is up to, or Mike Graham, or anybody else, I just flip it on. I can listen wherever I am.
Yeah, they need to sort out their listen again feature.
Well, I only listen to it live.
Okay.
What's wrong with the listen again feature?
It's broken up into half an hour segments, so you listen to half an hour and then you've got to click a button to listen to the next half an hour and you've got to click a button. It's really annoying.
What, clicking a button is annoying?
Yeah.
You have a very sad f***ing life, don't you, if clicking a button is something that annoys you?
Yeah, but you have to go across the other side of the room and unlock your phone and then press the play button for the next half an hour. It's really annoying.
That annoys you?
Yeah.
You need some serious help.
Yeah, but if I took the remote control away from your telly and made you get up and change the channels all the time, you'd be annoyed eventually.
No, I wouldn't. It's good for you. I get up anyway and do it. I don't use a remote control.
Yeah, but you'd have to use them little, tiny little buttons on the side of the telly and you'd be going up, 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 up. And that's like 900 channels you got to get through, or you could just dial the number in on your remote control.
Oh. I didn't realise that.
Yeah, see, you wouldn't want it, I'm telling you.
No, yeah, I do. I mean, because you can't sit down there for hours watching television or listening to it. You've got to be on the move. The thing about radio is you can be on the move, get your headphones plugged in your little ears, and off you go.
Don't sit down, lie down. I get a nice duvet and lie down, head on the side of the sofa, and watch the telly sideways.
No, I've got one of those reclining chairs.
How come the image isn't sideways in your head, though? I can't work it out.
I haven't even, a couple of years since I refurbished my bedroom, I don't actually have the TV connected in my bedroom.
How do you, or do you just use a phone or a tablet?
For what?
You know, to keep yourself entertained, you know, the visual stimulation.
Well, when I go in my bedroom, I go to sleep or to sleep.
Yeah, but sometimes images help, doesn't it? So if you've unplugged your telly, how do you...
Well, she pops along.
Oh, you've got live in your room. Okay, got you.
Live what?
Live action.
Well, that's what your bedroom's for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need a telly, do you? What are you talking about? We get on with this. What were we talking about? I've forgotten, Ace. You've thrown me.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, God, hang on. Just a minute. Hold on one moment. Oh, dear. Hello?
Young Mr. Whale, how are you?
I'm very good. Who's that?
Carl.
Oh, Mr. Plunkett. Can I ring you back in a bit? I'm just in the middle of doing a podcast.
Oh, right. Okay, well, you podcast away, mate. Speak soon.
I'll call you in a bit. Okay, matey. Bye. Okay, bye. Friend of mine.
Hmm?
What? Friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah, I'm aware that you have friends.
Well, not many, but there's just one.
Carl Plunkett, I've never heard that name before.
No.
If you've got friends that I'm not aware of.
Yes, of course I've got friends you're not aware of. Why?
Well, everything's supposed to go through me.
I have to tell you if I have a friend.
Yes.
And by the way, I have more female friends than male friends. It just happens to be one of the limited number of male friends I have.
That's a trait that gay people have.
What?
More female friends than male friends.
I am not gay. If you carry on like this, this will definitely be the last one.
Okay.
Edit all that out. I don't want all that going out. I mean, Carl may not want his name all over the place.
Nobody knows who Carl is. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, right. Now, where was I? Yes, it looks as if the European Empire may realise that it's going to have to be nice to the United Kingdom, or England, if you prefer, because if they don't do a deal with us, it'll be difficult for everybody, but it'll be very, very difficult for them, because we are, you know, the biggest, one of the biggest economies on the planet, aren't we?
Well, we are for me, yeah.
Yeah, well, there we are. You know, so all this, you know, bumbling around on everything, let's just leave the European Union, do an organised deal, and then we can all get on with our lives.
Can I ask a question?
If you must, yes, go on.
There are, what, 27 people in the EU?
No, there's a lot more than 27 people in the EU.
Yeah, I meant members. So there's 27 members of the EU. How come it's always the French and the Germans that keep popping their noses up?
Because they think it's their baby, if you like. And that's one of the reasons why we're leaving.
It just seems that no one, well, apart from that guy from Luxembourg, but I don't really count that as a place.
Well,
really.
No, I can't even remember his name, can you?
No.
No.
But it's always the German woman and the French man.
Merkel and Macron.
Those are the ones.
Yeah, remember their names in future.
Well, they're not important to me.
Merkel and Macron.
Merkel and Macron.
Yeah, there we are. Very good.
I'll forget that now.
Forget what?
Well, there's no point storing it in my head. Their history, their has-beens.
Yeah. Anyway, we are leaving the European Empire. We are leaving, hopefully, on good terms. And we will become a good friend of theirs. But I think, as all empires do, you know, empires are never a good idea. When other countries think they're better, or in this case, a couple of countries think they're better than the rest of us.
First order. That's what it'll be next.
Would you stop going on about bloody Star Wars?
Okay. Sad. I'm surprised that you knew that.
I know a lot. I don't actually share my intelligence with you that much.
I think you're a closet fan.
I'm not a closet anything, and you are going to get into trouble if you carry on like this. Right. So, Leo Varadkar, who is the Taoiseach? You know what that is, don't you?
Is it some sort of leader?
The Prime Minister of Ireland.
Well, why do they not call him a Prime Minister?
Because they prefer the Gaelic name, or Gaelic name. I can never remember which is which.
I learned something.
Yeah. Well, we all know the word proroguing. We never knew that either.
That's true. So it's a tea shop.
Yeah. Not the tea shop, the Taoiseach.
Taoiseach.
Yeah. Probably not a good pronunciation, but there we are. Okay, so anyway, he and Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister, are beginning to come to a deal, and I'm hoping very much that we will be out of the European Union with a reasonable deal by the 31st of this month. Then we will be able to see Jeremy Corbyn look even more miserable. Even when he smiles, he looks like, well, he looks like a flipping, a wet, what's it on a Sunday afternoon?
Grumpy gnome.
Yeah, even if he's trying to smile, he looks fucking stupid. And I mean, I know this is a bit shallow, but to be the leader, you do have to have a certain amount of presence. You know, at least if Boris walks into a room, you know.
Charisma.
Charisma, yeah. Anyway, right, so I think Brexit is done, and all those, if I have to see that bloke Femi pop up on the television again, going on about how, he's annoying, the most annoying. Every time I interview him, I think, oh, gosh.
Is he the one that's always on Question Time?
Probably, yeah.
Mm.
I've given up watching Question Time.
It is getting a bit silly. I watched it last night and it was really annoying.
Was it what Julia was on last night, wasn't she?
Yeah, but it had that guy from the Extinction Cult.
What, on as well?
Yeah.
Did she ever go at him?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Theo was on last night.
Yeah, I know.
He was in favour of obviously saving the planet, but not in favour of the way that they're going about it, like everybody else.
Yeah, well, And what did Julia have to say?
She was just anti-everything.
I love that. Oh, dear. Julia is, of course, breakfast show host on Talk Radio. 6.30, is it? 6.30?
She's like the polite Katie Hopkins.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you wouldn't want to be an impolite. I don't think she's still around, that woman, is she? Anyway, so it's all done, really, Brexit, and well done to Boris and everybody else. Hopefully the European Union will agree it. If, of course, this deal that they are prepared to take, and Ireland is prepared to take, is turned down by the British Parliament, whoa, betide them. And that'll probably be the end of the Labour Party.
Well, let's hope they turn it down then, in a strange way.
Well, no, let's hope they don't, because I could not... If there is an extension, people will get really, really angry. I don't think we can afford an extension to this stupidity. We've had 3 years of it, and I was a Remainer, remember? And I have changed my mind. Anyway, just on slightly to that, these extinction...
Cult.
Yeah, I mean, you'll notice, by the way, that it's not really featuring very, very prominently in the news anymore.
That's because all the people in the news are sensible and they're just pushing it to one side and ignoring them.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on. This war created by Turkey against Syria, that is going to prove to be quite dangerous if we don't get a handle on it and don't do something fairly soon. So there is that. Getting out of the European Union as easily and properly as possible, that is taking up a lot of people's minds. Good news, by the way, that Richard Radcliffe, his daughter Gabrielle, has come back from Iran. Of course, as you know, Nazanin Zaghari Radcliffe is his wife, and she has been detained in Iran for 3 years. It's a really sad story, but I've got to know Richard quite well over the last few years. And he's a remarkably brave man, a very understated man, but he has been reunited with his daughter, who they've allowed to come back from Iran, who he hasn't seen since she was two, and now she's five, and they wanted her to come back so she could go to school here. So I'm glad that's happened anyway.
Mm. Let's hope that she'll be next.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, back to the extinction people, you know, this climbing on top of an aeroplane and the bloke, the old, did anybody, they are all a bit thick. They're all people who think they are super intelligent, you know, and one guy was up there, going to this bloke, the cab driver, said, look, mate, I've got a living to and get on, piss off. And the bloke saying, I'm a doctor. I've taken time. Well, if he was a doctor, I have no idea. He might be a doctor, but obviously not a very prominent doctor, not like a specialist or anything like that. If he was a doctor, then he would be doing the planet a greater service, looking after people who were ill, rather than walking around shouting out ridiculous slogans.
All these people that get arrested, they're all going to get criminal records, and they'll all not be allowed to leave the UK, which I suppose they're all campaigning for anyway. And they're all not going to be able to get jobs. So if there's any teachers there and they do like a background check on them, they're all going to have records for being protesters.
That won't stop them getting a job, will it?
Of course it will.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
Have you got... you were stopped because you went on a demonstration, they'd probably enjoy that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but you know, they would list on their criminal record something sort of general that didn't actually use the word climate protester. They would just say activist.
Wanker. That's what I'd probably say, wanker.
This person is a wanker. Do not employ them. But that should be the deterrent, isn't it, really, at the end of the day? Make people think twice about doing stupid things like criminal damage would be the one on the criminal record.
I would make them all clear up the mess that they are creating. I mean, the mess is absolutely disgusting. But I will tell you this. The Queen's speech is next Monday. Depending on when you're listening to this, it may have happened. The Queen's speech is next Monday. The police, and I spoke to the Met yesterday, will not be allowing any disruption of the Queen going to Parliament on Monday to open the next session of Parliament. These people are idiots. Look, if the climate was in such a difficult situation, I mean, look, I am not, and I find it very belittling of the people who were tortured, murdered, killed, the horrible things that went on in the Second World War, and you get the sort of what's it deniers there, the Holocaust deniers, and now they've used the phrase climate change denier. I find that objectionable and very, very offensive. I have never said the climate isn't changing. The climate, of course, the climate is changing. And to a certain extent, mankind, because there are so flipping many of us, has had a hand in probably the way the climate is going. If it was really going to go to the situation some of these scientists are predicting, and you can look at it and you can say, oh, well, it's going to warm up and this is going to happen, that's going to happen. What we should be doing is getting ready for an eventuality of climate change. And I'm sorry, but the history of climate change doesn't go back very far. I mean, the climate is going to change and it will become difficult for certain parts of the world because, you know, the sea levels are now a lot lower than they used to be, even in this country, and the sea levels will rise. And all this, oh, well, we're making it happen too quickly. Well, we have the technology to actually perhaps defend against it, but it's going to happen anyway. If the real science given to governments was that unless you do something now, today, like some of these idiots are asking for, we are going to suffer greatly and people are going to die. Now, if that was the case, we would be doing something. Now, we wouldn't be driving, flying or anything else. Mind you, it may well be that it would be too much trouble to do it, so we're just going to have to work through it anyway, and hopefully governments are setting up contingency plans.
In Dubai, they've got man-made islands there. I mean, that's surely the future, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, all sorts of things. I don't know. I don't go to countries like Dubai because I don't like people who drink. That's why I find it annoying when people come here and say, oh, we don't like you doing this or we don't like doing that. Well, fuck off. Don't come here.
All I'm saying is Dubai has got one of the largest man-made islands in the world.
Is it a floating island?
No, it's just all sand, isn't it? They just poured sand into the sea until it gets to a certain height and then built on it.
Yeah, but if you pour sand, it just sort of goes flat. I've seen it. I've built sandcastles. When the water comes in, it flattens it.
Well, a bit of cement with it and a few stones.
Yeah?
Concrete.
Well, why don't we sort of block up the channel like it used to be, and then we can all be part of Europe and not have to go through the tunnel or on a boat?
Blast all the mountains and then push all the boulders into the sea.
There's ways of doing it. Ways of doing it. But what will really alienate people is this ridiculous, stupid demonstrations. And when you try and engage them in conversation, they've got this sort of vacant look in their eyes. And they say things like, the science is proved. We just want to save the planet. The science is proved. You've got to really listen to us. You've got to take action now.
Cold turkey is the best way forward for them, I think.
Why? They don't believe in eating meat.
Oh, yeah. What would it be then? Cold lentils.
Yeah, possibly. Anyway, listen, I'm bored now. So have you got anything to do? I mean, I've done everything. Oh, by the way, still some copies of James Whale's fabulous biography. I didn't know who he was until about a couple of months ago, and then I found out what an amazing person this James Whale was. And if you go on the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, and go in the shop, you can get a copy of his autobiography. It's fascinating. Well worth a read, I would say.
And if enough books get sold, we will we'll buy a dictaphone and we'll record.
Why do we need a dick?
Use your finger like everyone else, I suppose. We'll buy a recording device that allows us to record the part two audiobook.
Oh, yeah, we could do that, couldn't we?
Yeah, I think that's going to be easier than writing it out. I mean, my handwriting's
terrible. Yeah, God, that was so tedious writing it.
And my spelling's not too good either.
And I've now found that I don't even need to type text and things because there's a little microphone, and I found if you press that, you can just dictate everything.
That's how I do a lot of my texting.
Yeah. Problem is, I have to read them because sometimes what comes out is not what I actually said.
That is also a problem, but at least you learn how to spell because it tells you.
Does it? Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, you're gradually improving your English.
You're right, Daisy. He's going to do his tech talk now.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, she's rolled over on her back and gone to sleep. Right.
Dyson has scrapped its electric car project.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that we're doing one, so there we are. I just bought a new diesel, by the way.
A new diesel car.
Yeah. Very clean. As this thing called Blue.
clean because it's new, and it's got...
Well, no, it's not. It's actually very muddy because where I live is quite dirty, but yeah.
So it's not clean then?
Well, no, it's clean. Its emissions are clean.
Well, mine are clean. Every time I go for the MOT of my car, they say, yeah, it's come back clean.
All right, okay.
I mean, if you've anyway, you got a dirty car, you can't get your MOT, can you?
Actually, you remind me, I've got to MOT one of my cars.
Is it off the road?
Yeah, it's in the garage and the battery's flat.
Oh, there we go then. So you'd probably be okay. Just swear at it.
What?
Well, apparently if you swear at it, you don't have to get it taxed or MOT'd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Printers. HP have announced that they're going to stop selling cheap printers. They're going to make printers very expensive.
Hmm.
And they've come up with this clever plan. And I've always thought this is a good idea. You know, ink cartridges are really, really expensive, as in like 20 yeah. quid a cartridge.
Yeah. yeah.
And you get very little in it. I think it's actually more expensive than rocket fuel, the actual ink. And it's because they have to sell the ink to make the money back on the cost of the making the printer, et cetera, et cetera. And they make no money on the printers. And then all what happens then is rival companies who make cartridges make compatible yeah. cartridges, and people buy those, and no money goes back to companies like HP. So HP are now going to be making their printers what they call lifetime ink supplies. In other words, the printer is going to come supplied with a lifetime amount of ink contained within the printer. Yeah. And when that ink runs out, then you dispose of the printer.
All right.
Thus making it impossible for people to buy compatible cartridges because you don't need them.
Huh.
But instead of being a £30 or £40 printer, it's going to be like a £250 printer.
Is that annoying or not? I don't know. I mean,
I suppose it's good for the environment because you're not buying ink cartridges.
I've got this printer here I've had for ages. What is it? Canon.
Canon,
I haven't used it for ages.
Yeah, that's the problem with printers. Laser printers are the best way forward because you can leave them for years and years and years because it's powder. It always is available to print and you don't get faulty heads where you get lines through the prints and stuff. So if you're going to buy a printer, buy a laser printer. Colour laser printers are really cheap.
How much?
80 quid.
We make a bit of money. I might get you to buy one.
Colour it and print fast. The quality's amazing.
Yeah. What could I do with this old one I've got here, which I've had for ages, haven't I?
Take it to a charity shop.
Will they pay me for it?
No.
Oh. It's huge as well.
The printer?
Yeah.
Apple Watch. If you've got an Apple Watch 2 or 3 generation and it has a small crack in it, there is actually a recall on for Apple Watches, so you might get your crack fixed for free. There's a defect in them.
Hang on. Sorry, Doug. I have got an Apple Watch somewhere. Hold on. It was my wife's, but I've never used it for ages.
I had one and I used it. It gets really annoying because you have to keep charging it every night.
Well, she loved it. Oh, hang on. Just a minute.
What have you got in you? Have you got a crowbar in your drawer?
No, hanging on my desk, right?
Yeah.
This is a solid metal shoehorn, which is about a foot and a half long.
So a shoehorn that's a foot and a half.
Yeah, and somebody gave me one, and it looks like a dagger, really. Well, have it hanging up there. It will make a really good weapon. Right. Anyway, yeah.
That's right. Have you seen any films this week? I've not seen any films this week.
I've been doing quite a lot of films this week, including one I saw the other night, which was, I don't know why I watched it. It began to annoy me. And on Netflix. Are you allowed to watch Netflix without a license?
Yes, you are.
Okay, fine. So anyway, it was, what was his name? Anyway, it's all about these people who were sucked up.
Right.
Nicolas Cage was the star. Anyway, this film, the premise was that it was kind of, these people were being sucked up to heaven.
Right.
And apparently that's all written in the Bible and that stuff. And it was just quite weird film. It was just a very weird film. And I just sat there watching it. And then I watched this other one last night, and it was about these three guys who were cleaners in a hotel who then rescued people from a terrorist attack of the hotel. But it was humorous. It was black comedy, and I had to watch it because I couldn't believe it would get any worse.
So Nicolas Cage, one left behind.
That's it, yeah, Left Behind, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Have you seen it?
It's an old film. I'm sure it's like 2017
or something.
No, 14. It's not. 14, yeah, around that sort of age.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you watch that, and you watch this other one that you couldn't believe.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name, but what's it called? And there was going to be a sequel. I can't remember what it's called now, but it was just it was one of those. It was just very rude films and just funny, gory, funny bits.
Right. Unfortunately, we don't know the name of the film.
Well, I could go and look, but I can't be bothered.
It's just that obviously people listening to this are thinking, "Oh, I wouldn't mind seeing that." It's a film.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't want to see it. I mean, really, it was horrible.
Right. Okay.
It's these three guys who are working in a hotel.
Yeah.
And then you think, this is awful. And then you realise it's a comedy. And the hotel is then taken over, and the people in the hotel are held hostage by these gangsters. They're not terrorists, actually. They're gangsters, I think, to make some money. And it's just bizarre. In one scene, the hotel manager, who's a bit of a plonker and the sort of guy you really dislike, but is always making sexual overtones to women, the man in his 50s, this woman who is part of the gang, very attractive and obviously very nasty, he sort of starts chatting her up, doesn't realise who she is. She pulls out a knife, cuts his dick off.
Do I have to edit that bit out?
I don't know, but this is on the film. And then they start kicking his dick around the floor. I mean, it's so obviously rubber, it's just bizarre. So anyway, you think he's dead, but he comes back at the end of the show. And I don't know why I'm laughing. It really, I don't know what the name of this film is or who the stars were, but it actually was quite funny in a kind of black comedy sort of way.
And this was on Netflix, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
This wasn't on that website you were telling me about the other day.
No. You know those sort of films, a bit sort of risque about kids leaving school or not, you know, the older ones who, I don't know, was that Hot Tub Time Machine or something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was in that vein.
Right. Hot Tub Time Machine 2 is terrible. Don't watch that.
Is it? Yeah. Well, no, but it was in that vein. So it's quite, you think, that's disgusting. They can't really be done. And these three hotel cleaners who are guys, you know, maids.
Yeah.
It's surreal. They're cleaning one room and there's a condom full of semen.
Okay.
On every surface in the room.
Is the film called Game Over Man?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How did you find that out?
There's a little thing that I've got on my desk. It's called a computer. And as you've been saying, I've been putting keywords that you've been mentioning, like castration and hotel hostages. Yeah. And I can't remember what the last keyword I put in that clinched it.
Semen?
No, I didn't put semen in.
Dick?
No, I did castration.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. And they finished the film, and it says, look out for, what was it called again?
Game Over Man.
Yeah, look out for, and they all make huge amounts of money and they sail off into the sunset on a boat. And then you see an inflatable boat with guys with machine guns coming up behind, obviously pirates. And then they say, look out for, what was the title of the film again?
Game Over Man.
Yeah, look out for Game Overboard coming soon.
They probably won't make it.
Really?
Actually, Netflix have made it, so they might do. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Really? What does it say about it?
What, the reviews? Oh, crikey. I'm just trying to see.
Only one or two. That'll be fine.
It's like Die Hard. Parody Die Hard.
It is, actually. That is a very good way to describe it. It is a parody of Die Hard. Yeah.
I just wanted them to shout out, shut up about saliva. What? Okay, I'm going to watch that. Everyone who's got Netflix, if you haven't got Netflix, just get the 30-day trial. This is not an advert, by the way. And watch Game Over, man.
Yeah, who are the stars in it?
Oh, crikey, now I have to scroll.
Because one of them, and when it started, one of them, to get one of these guys, I can't remember what he did, but he took his trousers down. And you don't really see male full frontal nudity in movies.
You do in the kind of movies I watch.
But this is, I don't know what the rating on this film was. I didn't look.
It'd be an
But it then starts, you know, waggling his willy back and forth. It's just quite the most. And you think, I can't be watching this. What on earth is this?
Penis puppetry.
Yes. Didn't I do that on my TV show?
Yeah, you did, yes.
Yeah, right, okay. Right, I suppose we should do questions because I can't. I don't know whether we can put this whole thing out. I don't even remember talking about anything sensibly.
Yeah, we'll do questions.
Can you?
All I can remember is someone having a dick cut off. That's all I can remember.
Is that all you can remember of the whole thing? It's funny how that happens, isn't it?
Oh, and a Macron.
Macron.
Yeah, Macron.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the French one or the German one?
Oh, for goodness sake. Angela Merkel is the German leader. You must know that.
Now you said that, yes, it is.
Right, can we get on with this? I've got to go.
Okay, Michael Comerford. Is Ash sponsored by L'Oreal?
Nobody should be.
Rob James, what's the point of knit combs? It's hard enough to find the knits in the first place, never mind giving them a new hairdo.
Do you know, how weird is that? Because I've just been talking to a friend of mine before I did this, whose daughter thought she'd caught fleas from the dog who'd been treated for fleas, and they found that she had a head full of head lice.
You can't catch dog fleas, can you? They stay on dogs.
No, absolutely not. And as she's sort of 17, this girl was very, with long blonde hair, very upset.
I don't understand where knits come from.
Other people.
Yeah, but where do they come from the other people?
Other people.
We can go on doing this for a long time.
Other people, yeah. By the way, in case you're a new listener to the podcast, we usually end it with questions because, as people know, there isn't anything that I can't answer.
James Reed. Do you think you'd make a good Bond villain?
Yes, Mr. Bond. I think I would.
Sounds a bit like Columbo.
Yeah, well, there we are. I'm just stroking my white fluffy thing.
I thought you shaved it.
What?
Gregory McGreevy. Is Susan from Exeter real, and does Rob watch blue movies at work?
Yes and yes.
You've just got to guess which one's me. Lee Stevens. Have you ever had an awkward car crash interview with someone really famous?
Yep, I have. It was with Hank Marvin of The Shadows, and it was back in the 70s when I had first really started working on the radio, and he came to do an interview with me on a radio station in Newcastle, and he really wasn't interested. He'd been brought in, he thought it was beneath himself to be interviewed by somebody as, you know, I was about 22 at the time, and in the end I said, Mr. Marvin, if you don't want to be interviewed, you might as well leave. What? I said, in fact, I would rather you did leave, and I played a record.
Good for you.
Do you think that's where I get my reputation? And then, of course, the other ones. One was on the TV the other night in the worst TV shows of the 90s.
Mr. Hussey.
Yeah. How many more times can they fucking well show that on TV?
He was on your show several times.
Yeah.
In disguise, sometimes.
I don't know that he was in disguise.
Wasn't he in the Gutter Band once?
Oh, yeah, could have been, yeah. 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 Well, we did him on the podcast, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a reunion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You check it out. It's right back probably 250 shows ago.
Kathy Hall, what should happen to the Speaker of the House for going behind the PM's back and speaking to the EU?
He should be sent to Coventry.
What of the hell have the people of Coventry done to deserve that?
Nothing really, but I just thought it would be a really good answer. He's leaving anyway, yeah, and he's a bit of a pillock, but he's trying to make himself into a celebrity, which he's done quite well. And so I imagine, I don't know, but I imagine you'll probably see him on celebrity first dates, and he'll be in the jungle, he'll be doing all those sort of celebrity real programs.
Is he still married?
Yeah, I don't know. You've not heard much of her for ages, have we?
Well, she was on Big Brother.
Yeah, I know. Right, go on.
Rob Hargrave. Apparently, Quality Street have reduced the quantity of chocolates by 7, but the price remains the same. How do they get away with it?
Quite easily, Rob. You know, if they had kept the quantity the same, they would have probably had to put the price up. Nothing stays the same. And anyway, it's better for your health to eat less.
And don't eat them on the train.
Yeah, do not eat them on the train.
Oh, can people stop eating stuff in cinemas?
Yeah, that should be banned.
Tracy O'Neill. Why can't we leave the clocks as they are? Instead, we have to turn them back an hour at the end of the month. It's ridiculous, old-fashioned, and completely stupid. It's dark enough in the winter without altering the clocks. Can we have a vote, please, and sort this out, Westminster?
Yeah, I think it's a very good point. And it was all done for farmers during the war. We don't need to do it now. Farmers have got machinery with very strong lights. And then they also said, well, we can't have our children going to school in the dark. Most of them get driven to school now anyway. I agree with you. I would prefer it to be lighter in the evening. And I think it's a waste of fucking time putting the clocks back. Absolutely. I'm going to have a chat to Westminster about that, I promise.
And speaking as a new parent, it's bloody annoying when you've got a little baby that you're trying to put to sleep and wake up and have a schedule, and then they keep adjusting the clocks.
Yeah, you're right. My dogs don't like it either.
George Ripple, why does fresh pineapple blister the roof of my mouth?
Because you're eating too much of it, you pillock.
It's acid, isn't it, in fruit?
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Very strong
yeah.
acid. Colin Watkins, how many MPG does your new car do? My E350, I assume that's a Mercedes, does 37 on a run, which is not bad.
I don't know, to be honest.
You don't care, do you, really?
No, I don't care. Well, no, I do. It's doing about 34 at the moment, but I've only had it a couple of weeks, so it gets a little more economical as the time goes on, doesn't it?
What was that beeping, by the way?
That's a friend of mine, female friend of mine.
Is that your booty pager?
Yep.
Well, I better let you get off.
So she's coming round in a minute. So, you know, and I wanted to talk about booty lifts as well, but I'm not going to.
Booty lifts?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently the most dangerous cosmetic surgery you can have is to have a bum lift.
I see.
Personally, I don't need one.
No, I think you're fine. I think you're fine. You've not done too badly.
Yeah,
with the one
for my age, you know, because some men they lose them when they get older, but mine is pert and perfect.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah, because I'm going now.
If you have a bum lift, does that affect your seating position when you're on the toilet?
It is a stupid question.
Well, otherwise you'd be sort of leaning backwards into the toilet, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I've never thought about it, really.
Because you're not, you know, your bum has to be underneath you, not.
You know, sitting on the toilet is about the worst way you could have a shit, don't you?
Yeah, you need a stool under your legs.
Ooh, no, you don't want that.
You have to lift your legs up, because then you're in the natural shitting position.
Oh, that sort of stool. I see. Sorry. No, you need to squat.
Yeah, or put a stool under your legs. You've got to lift your legs up.
I'm going. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening. This has been James Whale and another fabulous assignment. We'll be right back.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.